even before the first whistle on Wednesday evening's football Euro qualifier between the Czech Republic and Ireland, the game was being described as autumn's big event. There was no question that the Czechs, who had been suffering from poor form and had come under heaps of criticism of late, needed to win against Ireland to keep them in qualifying contention. They succeeded. On the night, the Czechs played their most inspired game in months, just edging their opponents.
The Czech team has come under a lot of criticism in recent days, and ahead of Wednesday's game, there was even speculation that another lackluster performance could cost coach Karel Brückner his post. No one is talking that way now. On Wednesday, the Czech Republic, spurred by players like Marek Jankulovský, played fast and with added spark, pressuring the Irish early. It paid off. In the 16th minute, Jankulovský swapped a smart ball with Blashill, slipped past defender Dunn, and drove a beautiful shot past Given, the Irish keeper. 1-0. Afterwards, this is how team captain Tomáš Rosický described the Czechs' inspired start in the opening minutes of the game.
Of course, the beginning was important and we came out better than the Irish. In the beginning, we played well and that, of course, helped us gain confidence. It was a good game. I think the people must have liked it. The tempo was fast and I think it met expectations for a qualifying match.
The Czechs dominated for the first 30 minutes and almost added a second goal on a half-volley from Sionko. Then the Irish began to push back. Shortly before halftime, Irish player Stephen Hunt came on, immediately strengthening his side's offense. Many Czech fans haven't forgiven the player for a dangerous collision with Czech keeper Petr Cech last year that fractured the netminder's skull. Not surprisingly, every time Hunt touched the ball on Wednesday, he was booed and whistled. In the end, he didn't stay long. In the second half, he saw red after a wild challenge on Blashill. Even with 10 men, Ireland had their chances, the closest coming in the 70th minute. Cech muffed the ball in the penalty area, allowing McShane to shoot at the open net. The ball was cleared off the line at the last second by Rosehnal. The Czechs then held on to their lead until the end, earning a crucial Group D win that puts them 6 points ahead of Ireland, their closest contenders. The match was not without a downside. Baroš and Jankulovský received second yellow cards, banning them from the next match against group leaders Germany. Still, as Jankulovský indicated afterwards, his team's performance on Wednesday probably silenced at least some recent critics.
It wasn't an easy game, but we all looked forward to it. Above all, we wanted to answer our critics. I think the criticism was far-fetched, although people can make up their minds themselves. We really pushed for it, we fought, and we won.